10:07 a.m. on March 18th. So later than I have been the last couple of days. It's been one of those days. This morning got tied up with editing. I'm within the last 20 pages of Captain Chair. I've gone through 200 and something pages since yesterday. Yesterday was a heavy work day. After I got home, I was all gung-ho. It's going to be another great reading day, another great, you know, kickoff projects that have been hanging fire day. And then my working audio laptop, the one that I use for most of my audio work, it needed to reboot to take an update. And when it did, it didn't come back. Well, it came back, but I didn't have wireless. I didn't have internet. The silly boogers at Ubuntu are prone to kernel upgrades. And in Linux, a kernel upgrade is like an operating system upgrade. And the problem is that the laptop has a non-standard wireless device. There's plenty of ways to get it going, but it's not a device that Ubuntu recognizes out of the box. So every time I do a kernel upgrade, I have to reconfigure, recompile, rebuild, reissue the silly drivers that allow the wireless to work. And it's a total pain in the butt, because I always have to look up to see how to do it. I don't do it very often, maybe a couple, three times a year, and it's always a pain in the butt whenever I have to. So I've been watching for kernel upgrades and turning those down, and it's not necessarily a good idea. So I missed one. So when I rebooted, I knew exactly what the problem was, and sure enough, it reinstalled the new kernel, and the new kernel doesn't have the wireless drivers for my Realtek RA5390 device. Well, they've been after me for a while to do a full system upgrade. I'm on 11.4, and it's called Natty Narwhal. And the next one up is something Ocelot. Oceanic, I don't know, something. Ocelot. So it's the O level. And it's 11.10. And it's been out for quite a while. I'm assuming that most of the bugs have been out of it by now. And so I said, if I'm going to have to piss around and spend half the day mucking about with device drivers, I may as well bite the bullet and do this upgrade too while I'm at it, because Natty, the version I'm working on now, is going to go away in just a few months. So I kicked it. And I had to plug in a wire, so I did have internet. And it chugged merrily along by itself. And while it was chugging, I was editing on the next screen and working away on Captain Share. I'm almost done. When I got up to go for this walk, actually I got up to mow the lawn and didn't realize, oh, I haven't done my walk yet. I better do that first before I get all tired out by mowing the lawn. So, yeah, I'm down to the last 20 pages. And the last 20 pages, I've been really pleased with the way the book is flowing. There's places in it that I've had some trouble with it, but I think I've got them smoothed out. And I'm really pleased with the story. And I particularly like, although it peeves so many people, I particularly like the introduction of Stacey Arione at the end of this book. In part, not because it's Stacey Arione, but it allowed me to show Ishmael managing in a way that I think a lot of people need to take a lesson in terms of, yeah, he's losing a crewman, but he's losing a crewman who is moving onward and upward. And you don't keep good people by keeping them. You keep good people by allowing them the rein that they need to be good people. And sometimes that means going away. So, yeah, that was an important part of this particular book with Ishmael as captain. So it was important for me to get that in. And this allowed me to do it in a way that didn't exactly cliffhanger, because everybody knew. Everybody was okay. They were all on ship. Nobody was in immediate danger. There was nothing. And you didn't have to turn the page to find out who died or whether or not they were going to make it to port or any of those things. But it let me sew in a little hook at the end of the book so that people who are really into it will be able to say, "Oh, you bastard, where's the next book?" And I really feel sorry for the people on audio who had to wait for a whole year for that to happen. With any luck, that won't happen at all with the Kindle version. I'll be sending off this round of edits to Ryden probably this afternoon. I'm still waiting for the quarterly statement from her for first quarter. I don't want to distract her from that by sending her edits. So I'll be holding on to them, even if I get them done, until I get the paperwork that I need from her to let me know that she's caught up and ready for me. So we'll manage that process a little closer here. So yeah, I've got a ride from the airport. I talked to S.C. Alley, and Jim Brand will be providing chauffeur services from BWI out to Hunt Valley for me, which I thought was very nice. And I think I've also got a ride back on Tuesday morning already, so that's taken care of. And let's see, I've made some inquiries about supplies that I'll need to acquire when on the ground there. I'm not going to go into too much detail as to what those might be, but I'm looking forward to getting away for 5 days. Thursday to Tuesday. It's not exactly full 5 days, is it? I burn most of Thursday traveling, and I'll be home here in Colorado by noon on Tuesday. But still, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days, 4 full days, Balticon madness, hilarity ensues. I'm so looking forward to this, I can't even begin to tell you. I can hardly wait. For one of you, that will have particular meaning. So anyway, yeah, it's been rather a busy 24 hours. I've made a lot of progress, just not in the direction that I thought. I'm not going to complain because I made progress. Despite the fact that I did have a kid home yesterday, I made pretty good progress. Today, everybody's gone to school. Everybody's gone to work. I've got the house to myself. I've been grinding through this book in record time this morning. I need to go back and make a fresh pot of coffee. I need to go back and mow the front yard. I got to get the front and the back mowed before I leave on Thursday, because if I leave them until I get back, we'll need a hay baler to get through it. So I'm going to need to get them both done. And today is not a sprinkler day, so this will be a good day to mow. Actually, today and tomorrow both would be good days to mow, assuming I can get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit cut up. In the morning, younger daughter is playing for a Memorial Day event that happens here in Greeley the weekend before Memorial Day, oddly enough. And her middle school band will be providing the martial music to celebrate the fallen heroes. And it's a tradition with her school, and they're very proud to do it. They're very pleased. So it's kind of an honor, and she's going to be tooting her flute, flouting her flouting, flaunting her flouting, Then the women folk in the house, wife and both kids, are going down to see Wicked in Denver again. Now we've all been there once, and I really did like the show, but if I don't go, then that means they only need to find 3 seats together, and if I don't go, that means extra budget to find seats that are better. And if I don't go, I can stay home and work. So I'm going to be staying home and working tomorrow while they're down watching Wicked again. And on the one hand, I'm a little, oh, darn, I'd like to see it again. But on the other hand, I'd much rather have the house to myself and get some work done, particularly with Balticon coming right around the corner. Oh, speaking of which, I figured out what story I'm going to read. I don't remember if I have a reading or not. I think I do. So I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what I can read. And so I'm going to read something that I've just written. I think only 1 or 2 people have actually read it. So it's largely unknown. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not that anyone has gotten into it very much. It's not necessarily anything that I'm known for, but just like the Hidalgo story for J.R. Blackwell, this one is something a little different. That guy's doing what I'm going to do in a minute. So, no, it's not horror, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's got very high marks from the critique group that did work on it with me, so I'm quite excited. And it's just about the right length, just about 5,000 words, so I think it'll be okay. It'll be just fine. It's kind of warm. I'm working up a sweat. I'm not really looking forward to going out and pushing the lawnmower around. But I had to wait for a little bit for the lawn to dry out, for the dew to get off the grass. It's too long to mow wet. It just clogs up the chute. It doesn't work very well. So, yeah. Let's see. What else have I got to do? I got to mow. I got to finish this edit to get these off to Robin. I got to do some more of lines for Abby. I need to do these pieces for Dan Sawyer. Not quite sure where those are going to go. Maybe tomorrow. Well, I don't know. Saturday's going to be hard. Saturday will be a good day to write because there won't be anybody around to bother me. But there will be people in the yard mowing and doing running up and down in the street, doing all the things that weekend people do. But they won't be in my house. So that's where I'll be working. I suppose I could wait and mow tomorrow and then again on Monday. It's just that with this momentum going, I hate to interrupt it with yard work. Well, that was the other thing I did yesterday. I've talked about moving out to the back porch to be able to write outdoors to get a little bit of fresh air. So I'm not always sitting in the basement. And I got all these concrete blocks that we had when we used to have bonsai trees. And you'll hear bonsai trees again because I think Ishmael's going to take up bonsai trees. And we had these planks and concrete blocks that served as stages, stands for the bonsai trees to work. And it worked out really well until we realized that out here in the humidity of -4, bonsai trees have a real problem. We got used to dealing with them in Buffalo, where the humidity was regularly 99%, and on a dry day got down to 97. Here it's just kind of like the opposite. So all of our trees crumpled up and died. We've had some good ones. I wouldn't be averse to perhaps trying again someday. I'm kind of old to take up bonsai now. I really need to start them when I'm 20 so that 40 years later I've got something good, but we'll take what we can get. Morning. A lot of traffic here today. I'm not quite sure why. Try to avoid some of it if I can. So, yeah, I'd really like to try to get that done, but I don't really want to wait too long to do it in my yard if I'm going to do it today, because it'll get too hot otherwise. I'll just bite the bullet and take care of it. That'll take me to lunchtime. I can make a sandwich and go finish the last of the editing before I have to go pick up kids from school at 3. I won't get any audio work in today, but if I get something I can point to and say, I accomplished this today, that makes a big difference in my mental state, which means tomorrow I'm in better shape mentally to be able to deal with this. And that's 90% of this game is mental. It's hard to find the energy to write when you're drained emotionally, when you're drained psychologically. Physically is bad enough, but it can be physically strong and emotionally weak, and it's just as bad. It's hard to keep things moving. It's hard to keep the imagination going. It's hard to keep the reel spinning in my head. That's really what I need. I gotta get the projector. Projectionist's up there, back to work. This guy's been on vacation for a year. It's time to put him back to work. 15,000 words this week. There's a challenge on Facebook with a bunch of the Kindle Boards authors who are trying to crank out 15,000 words this week. And I can't do it today, because A, the day's almost over, and because it's like 11 o'clock, and B, I've got to get these edits done, and I've got this other stuff that has to happen today. Maybe tomorrow, if I could do a 15,000 word day. That would be fun. Whew. It is a bit on the warm side. But it is a lovely morning. Early summer, a lot of birds. Great day. Great day. Anyway, here I am. I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. We'll talk to you then.